Good morning, I'm Commissioner Brad Holton. I'll call the meeting to order. And my mic is more than efficient. We'll move it over to there. All right, today is Thursday. Today is Thursday, August 3rd, and time is approximately 9:32. And with that, we have an agenda item, meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and consideration of action items. And with that, let's do the action item of notice of ranking top three released for requests for qualifications for GM/GC elections building construction project. Good morning.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
All right, I'll start it. Commissioners, good morning. Thank you for having me this morning. Just kind of wanted to go through. We've met with, as a committee, came up with the top three. And so let's kind of go through who our top three is. And then I believe we will have a date selected to come in and present who we select out of the three. So out of the three, we have Petra, Benetton, and ESI is our top three CMGC contractors for this elections building, new elections building. So I don't know if you have any questions.
Any questions? This is just a step in the process.
Just a step in the process. Normally, like I said, I believe we've got to set like on the 15th or something to award it. So that'll give me time to meet with the committee one last time, review, making sure we're all on the same page, and then move forward.
Chairman?
Yes.
I just want to say thank you for the committee and Rick for your leadership in that. You're doing a lot of things and a lot of things well. So I appreciate legal's involvement in helping with the selection process. And I think we have a really qualified candidate pool on that for me to choose from.
Yeah. Thank you.
So if there's no other further discussion, I'd make a motion that we authorize our signature on this document and give our concurrence to where we're at in this process.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Carl, is there items for legal staff update that you'd like to go over for us?
Yeah, one thing I would like to discuss with you is several weeks ago we got an email from you. Well, it's a little over a week ago, I guess. A couple weeks ago, on questions about use of the ARPA funds. And we've been looking into that, and I think we have the answer, and we'd just like to share that with you and have any discussion that you would like to have about that. As I understand it, the big issue that you had a question about was whether or not it was allowable or proper to use more than $10 million in a fiscal year on these projects. And we have an answer for you. So just to kind of go back, there are four different categories you can use ARPA funds for. There's public health and economic impacts. There's premium pay for public employees that have to now work harder because of the pandemic. A third category is infrastructure. You can use it for water, sewer, or broadband. And then there's a fourth. Let me stop there. So if you're going to have a project within any of those three, you have to have a specific identified, pretty narrow purpose for the use of those funds. And then there's the fourth category that's revenue replacement. And that's where there's a calculation that you can use where you can go in, you can calculate, you know, the growth rate that you'd had in your revenues for, I think, the previous 5 or 6 years. And that's the base. And then you calculate that on up. And then where are you with your actual revenues? And then that difference between where you would have been had it kept going at that rate versus where you are, that's revenue replacement. And Zach Wagner did that calculation, and he calculated that we actually qualified for a total of $64 million in revenue replacement. Now, we didn't get that much. We got $44 million total in ARPA funds, from what I understand. Now, you can get this revenue replacement in one of two ways. You can either get your actual revenue replacement, which was our calculated $63 million, or regardless of what size you are, and regardless of whether or not you want to justify how much you've lost, a public entity is entitled to $10 million for revenue replacement of ARPA funds. So that didn't apply to us because we decided to take, to claim the full loss. We didn't get it all, but it was $44 million instead of just taking the 10. I know there were some entities around the valley, large entities. I believe, I'm not positive of this, but I believe some of them might have been Ada County, Napa possibly, just took the basic $10 million revenue replacement instead of going through and justifying their total. So so then the question comes down is, well, how can we spend that $44 million? And we have looked high and low, back and forth under every little rock, and we have not found anything that states you can only use $10 million in a year. So from our understanding, and supported by what we've done in research, we're not limited to that. We could spend it all in 1 year. We could spend it in 2 years, but they all have to be, I think, what's the word? They have to be
encumbered
by the end of 2024 and spent by the end of 2026. But other than that, there is no limit on how much you can use in any one fiscal year or calendar year of revenue replacement, which all these projects are justified under revenue replacement. If you look through the final rules, it's interesting because they say, you know, you got to really justify all these things, but a great way of getting around all this is just use revenue replacement. And they have specific examples in the final rules and in the interim rule too that says revenue replacement can include construction of facilities for public services, which all of these are facilities for public services. So we feel very confident that using the ARPA funds that we have for these four projects, the ambulance purchase, election building, warehouse building, animal shelter, and the CCSO administration building all fit within the ARPA guidelines and are available to use and spend. You know, if we have to spend more than $10 million in a year, that's allowed. There's no restriction that we can find at all on that.
Questions?
Just comment, Chairman. Thank you, Carl, for you and your team researching that. When the questions come to us,
yeah,
we have a responsibility to get an answer and to respond, and we'd like to be legally covered. Thank you for that.
And this was really a good project for us too, because, you know, like, attorneys don't know everything about the law, you know, and ARPA is something new, and we hadn't had to be involved in it at all. And so really it was a good project for us to dive in and look at the ARPA rules and try to figure them out. So we appreciate being able to help.
Thank you. And it may be trendsetting or eye-opening for other entities that are wondering how to use that effectively and to their best advantage for their citizens. So again, thank you. I always appreciate when people are not offended but embrace the questions, because that's what we do. We help provide the transparency that we've embraced to our citizen base. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for the clarification on the $10 million.
You're welcome. Do you have any other questions about that? I think I know more about it now than I'll remember next week. So,
quick, Dan, ask the question. No, I think that's good. The circles I run around in, many of them were focused at the $10 million item, and that's very clear explanation. Then.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, the lay terms is awesome. Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
I don't have anything in particular.
Chairman?
Yes.
I do have a question that probably is for maybe executive session. The board received notice of a summary motion yesterday. I don't know if we can talk about that.
We can go into executive session to talk about that.
Okay.
Under
DNF.
DNF. Yes.
Thank you. Chairman, I move that we adjourn to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection D, records exempt, and F to communicate with the council.
Okay.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. We'll be in recess.